Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
The book of the Song of Solomon, or sometimes in the Hebrew Bible, it is called the Song of Songs. What you see in this is this was written by King Solomon, and this is one that many people have differing views on. Now, some people don't like to read this book because it's, well, probably one of the more graphic books in the Bible, at least sexually. Song of Solomon is about King Saul, Solomon, and his bride. And there are many who view that we have to find Christ in every book of the Bible explicitly. And in doing so, what they make this book about is about Christ and the relationship with his church as the bride. Well, I would have issue with that because that would then argue that this book was kind of meaningless until the church. That doesn't make much sense. But there is, if you take a view that every book of the Bible needs to be glorifying God, well then this book has a lot of meaning because it provides the love that should be within a marriage, in a godly marriage. And a godly marriage is going to glorify God. So as we go through the book of the Songs of Solomon, you end up seeing that this is a book that is actually a marriage feast. This is a marriage. This is the king and his bride and the love they have for one another. It is the love that we should have on earth for our spouses as well. There's much we can learn from this.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.